It's one of them things where I went round the lads just after that and said, look lads, we're going to be in positions like this. I think it was when Solly was down with a head injury, and if there's anybody that don't want to be in this fight, kind of a few bleep words, get off the pitch. And we kind of half-time regrouped and we knew what we had to do, and to be fair the manager didn't have to say much. He did his little bits because we knew as a group, and people don't see how tight we are behind the scenes, but we could all spur each other on in different ways, and that's what it showed today.
I could see you were annoyed after the second goal. So you just explain that. You know, you had a bit of a go at the guys.
Yeah, of course. It was positive criticism, if you know what I mean. We don't want it to happen again. I'm not being personal to anyone, and it's to a couple of the lads. But that's what I expect lads to do that to me, and that's how you get the best out of people. And that they know who I am. They know that I don't mean it. But yeah, I went and had a quiet word, a few nice words in their ears, and look, hopefully it worked. If it didn't, hopefully it helped, but I'll keep doing it.
Supporters love passion. Does that show just how much you care about this club and this club getting promoted?
I care about winning, and that's what we did today. Yeah, the club, obviously, the club that's given me another chance from Fulham, and obviously last year, we all know what happened last year, and wanted to kind of correct that, and hope that was just a blip last year.
This winning run just goes on and on. Does that say much about the desire there is in this side not to give up this
Well, you can see today that that just didn't. It's hard to explain because you say the desire, but it's not that. It's like you say everybody's got passion in that changing room. After that, there was staff, there was players who weren't even in the squad there. There was players. Everyone was in the changing room waiting for us to come in to congratulate us. That shows, like, not just a team spirit, that's a club spirit. That's something that you can't just bring in. The manager can't just buy that. And long may that continue. And those are the things that, if and when, touch wood, we lose, they're the people that will still be stood there saying, come on, we can come back from this. So, look, I think that's a big part of it. Everybody from the tea lady D, at the training ground, everybody knows D, right up to the manager, the chairman, everybody's involved. She does her bit for us through the week, and the chairman does his bit for us on the bank account. So look, it's a club thing, and then you've got 24,000 fans that came out in the cold in December to watch a great comeback, so I'm delighted for them as well.
You speak there about the manager. How much additional confidence does it give the side when he makes the changes that he did today? Very positive changes, David.
He's been a Premier League manager, let's not forget. He knows what he's doing. He's not a stupid man, so the changes that he makes are for the good, and as you can see, it panned out brilliant. Sometimes it's not going to work out like that, but again, you've got to bounce back from these things, and the confidence that we've taken, because I think the next three games are very, very big games, obviously because of the league standings, but just the teams that we're going to play and confidence to take that in there to the next game against Derby is vital.
And the Albion were very patient. You had to wait for those final two goals. When you were out there, did you feel those goals were coming, David?
I've got to say, yeah, I did. As soon as, obviously the sending off, which you can't complain with, Willow was brilliant all day running around for us, but as soon as somebody like that gets turned and at you, it's game over really. So as soon as that went off, what we said is we defend, we keep it at their two goals, we don't get done on the counter, and let our 6-7 very good forward players do the thing. And then we had the old wheelchair man coming up again, didn't we, Bobby Samara. We've just had to take him up the disabled lift, so hopefully he'll get home all right.
We've people in their cars tonight, people texting us, people phoning us on BBC Sussex, people really think the Albion might go all the way, David.
Let's not get too carried away. I said maybe a month ago that we've got plans inside the changing room. We've got plans. If we can execute them, hopefully it should be okay. But look, let's keep this going, you know. There might be people texting in if and when we lose, saying, oh, that's it, we've gone. So you just never know. And it's football after all. So we're going to stay at the top as long as possible, and if we can keep turning games like that on its head, then so be it.